From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, July 18th. Chico is feeling the reverberations of a Supreme Court decision last month that allows cities to crack down on homelessness. We'll now turn to special coverage from North State Public Radio, where NSPR's Sarah Bohannon reports.
Yesterday, the city of Chico made a major announcement. It says it wants to change the conditions of Warren v. Chico, or else it's going to try to get out of the settlement entirely. The settlement agreement prevents the city of Chico from enforcing anti-camping ordinances on homeless residents when there is not available shelter. The settlement comes out of a 2021 lawsuit where a group of unhoused residents sued the city for removing unhoused people from public spaces when shelter beds were not available. It's based primarily on a similar case out of Idaho called Martin v. Boise. The Chico lawsuit and settlement resulted in the city's Genesis shelter site being built. It contains 177 micro-shelters, and it's also led to its alternative campsite, which is a city-sanctioned encampment for homeless residents who are not eligible to go to Genesis or other shelters in the city. Now, Chico's settlement is not contingent on the Supreme Court's recent decision, but the city did support this ruling from the High Court, and it's citing it in its announcement yesterday, where it's calling Warren v. Chico unworkable. The city is now proposing a new agreement where, among other things, it would commit to keeping the Genesis site through 2027. That's the term of the settlement, but it would close the alternate campsite ahead of time. Earlier this week, the city sent a letter to Legal Services of Northern California, the law firm that represented unhoused residents in the Warren v. Chico case. The city says if the law firm does not accept the offer to enter a new agreement, the city will seek judicial relief. Yesterday, Chico Mayor Andrew Coolidge laid out the city's position to Chico residents in a four-minute video on Facebook. We're going to play his remarks now in their entirety.
Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining me here today. In December of 2020, the newly elected city council attempted to clean up our parks and waterways. We did this by enforcing our anti-camping laws. Unfortunately, at that time, a group calling themselves Legal Services of Northern California sued us and halted this process. Due to a federal court ruling known as the Martin v. Boise, Idaho case, we were forced to enter into a settlement agreement as the only means of clearing our public spaces. In turn, we opened the pallet shelter, now called Genesis, and the alternative site at Eaton and Cohasset Roads. We began cleaning and clearing different areas throughout the city of Chico, Tiger Ponds, Comanche Creek, Depot Park, and Lindo Channel, as well as other areas. As we move forward, we continually faced more legal challenges and hindrances from Legal Services of Northern California. The city of Grants Pass, Oregon, facing a similar issue, pursued a path which led them to the Supreme Court of the United States after years of litigation. We supported their efforts through what's called an amicus brief. Finally, we got a decision from the Supreme Court. And they wrote clearly and plainly that local ordinances and laws regarding camping in public spaces can be enforced and addressed. In the opinion, they actually cited issues from here in the city of Chico and our circumstances during that time that we faced during our attempts to clean up our public spots. This decision brought and garnered praise from both sides of the aisle. Governor Newsom even said, "Today's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court provides state and local officials with the definitive authority to implement and enforce policies to clear unsafe encampments from our streets. This decision removes the legal ambiguities that have tied the hands of local officials for years and limited their ability to deliver on common sense measures to protect the safety and well-being of our community." On July 9th, I called for a special closed session meeting of the Chico City Council so we could discuss this opinion from the Supreme Court and what impacts it would have on the city of Chico. Council acted as I believe best reflects the desire of our community. We asked to enter into a new agreement with Legal Services of Northern California. This agreement would provide enforcement consistent with state, local, and federal laws following the Grants Pass decision, and would immediately allow us to clear waterways and parks and public spaces of encampments. It would begin a slow close process of the alternative resting site at Eaton and Cohasset Roads, and it would continue the operation of the pallet shelter with new rules and regulations through the end of the original term. The city believes that the benefits of the pallet shelter are worthy of continuing, as it provides a strong pathway for homeless to live and connect with state and county services. With the change in the law and this definitive ruling from the Supreme Court, we believe what we offered is not only fair, but the right thing to do. If a new agreement can't be reached, the city will move forward to seek judicial relief pursuant to Rule 60 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. What does that mean? In short, it means that if we can't get the new agreement, we will seek to exit the agreement in its entirety. This community must see an end to the abuse of our parks and waterways and public spaces. We must see the close of the alternative site at Eaton and Cohasset Road and the issues which have plagued it for way too long. And we must continue to offer a helping hand to those who seek to exit homelessness through a positive pathway. This solution is reasonable, logical, and fair. The solution is measured and reflective of the Supreme Court's ruling, but is also reflective upon what I believe the majority of the citizens of Chico want. I'm asking you, the citizens of Chico, to join the council and join the community and support this path forward. Thank you for your time today.
Chico Mayor Andrew Coolidge speaking to Chico residents in a video on Facebook yesterday, saying if the city can't reach a new agreement for Warren v. Chico, it will, quote, seek to exit the agreement in its entirety. Coolidge also asking citizens of Chico to join the council and join the community to support what he's calling a path forward. But not every community member or every city councilor agrees with the direction of the city. With me now is NSPR's city and county government reporter Eric Adams. Yesterday, he spoke in our studio with Councilmember Addison Winslow, who had already put out his own statement regarding the city's announcement. Eric, thanks for being with me. What were the main takeaways from your conversation with Councilor Winslow?
Thanks, Sarah. So Winslow is opposed to the rest of the council's agreement to move forward with pursuing new conditions of the settlement agreement. He said he's really concerned about where things are going. Here he is speaking about his feelings that the rest of the council is lacking foresight.
There's no plan. No. We put our hardline negotiating position is legal services give us everything we want completely throughout the settlement agreement, and we will agree to keep open the pallet shelter at least until the end of the agreement, January 2027. So give us everything we want or the pallet shelter gets it. We're using the people in the pallet shelter and the existence of that as an available option for people who become homeless as a hostage to negotiate everything else we want that we feel entitled to now.
Okay, so very clear in his opinion that this is the wrong direction for the city. What were other takeaways?
Well, a main one was the recent Supreme Court decision. In Winslow's opinion, the city is, quote, ruthlessly criminalizing homelessness. He said that's not what the high court said cities could do, but rather they should determine the correct path for themselves. He said the city of Chico is like a ball rolling down a hill, and said part of the reason for that was that many of the city's conversations around this issue happened behind closed doors.
So what's the city's strategy? Did he talk about that?
Yes, but his point was that there really is no strategy.
They talk in the press release about having a balanced and reasonable and workable solution. So if there was any balance or reason coming out of this, this is not the way that it would look. We would not be bargaining with kicking out 200 people onto the streets with no shelter available. Nobody in Chico really wants that. That doesn't make any sense at all. If you want people not camping in your parks, you got to find a place for them to go. And whether it's whether it's a sanctioned encampment with more or less services or it's a pallet village like that, it's got to be something.
For Winslow, the fact that the city would entertain the idea of getting out of the settlement and close down its city-run shelters, which he says would mean hundreds of people on the streets if the city doesn't get a new agreement, was something that was really upsetting to him.
Well, there's a lot of different alternatives. One is that maybe some of the other council members read my press release. They listen to my interviews or they talk to people about it. Maybe they get some feedback from the community. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Are you seriously going to kick over 200 people out who do not qualify for the tourist shelter? Like, so much for shelter resistant. Like, you don't really care about that. You're scapegoating all the homeless for, like, creating this image of somebody who you think that everybody cannot like, and then trying to make that representative of what is actually like a 1% of the city's population, with a lot more of us closer to homelessness than I think they're willing to acknowledge.
Did he talk about the city's sanctioned encampment on Eaton and Cohasset Roads at all? One of the conditions the city is trying to obtain in the proposed agreement is that it would close the site earlier than the settlement allows. As you know, our colleague Adia White recently visited the encampment and found unsanitary conditions. A majority of unhoused residents living there have been sick for weeks, and homeless advocates are saying there is a lack of oversight that has led to a public health crisis.
We did. Winslow said the city can implement some improvements there for what he called health, safety, and quality of life issues. But he said the city isn't going to do that now.
We had this whole thing going on where we're essentially willing to drop a couple more dimes into the Eaton Cohasset campground in exchange for legal services allowing us to expedite evictions. And we got to a point where we can sign it, and we're just walking away, because how would that affect our case to the judge saying, this is so terrible, there's nothing we can do under this agreement, and it's ruining our city? And that's – so we need to make the city be ruined, make sure it's ruined in order to make that case to the judge. So here's where this like incredibly cynical point of ensuring that things are bad enough and being unwilling to work with legal services enough, hoping that the judge will just say, okay, you're free, and we can do exactly as we did before. We can kick people out dozens and dozens of times over.
Really, from Winslow's point of view, he thinks the city is setting itself up for what he called an absolute disaster.
We're going to be a horror story. This is why the law was there in the first place, because you have people who are involuntarily sleeping outdoors who are just piling up tickets. And the only solution within that framework is that people go to jail, which actually costs more money than just keeping people in a normal shelter.
Strong statements coming from Councillor Winslow. What did he say he thinks the solution is?
He said he thinks it's the city's voters. There are 4 seats that could be up for re-election in November. And Winslow pointed to that as something that could change things.
Really, the only way I see a really good outcome to come from this is that everybody who's running as an incumbent loses the elections. And we have a city council that's willing to have a public, open discussion about how we can best resolve this, best with everybody's interests in mind, and doing things that are more reasonable and less emotionally driven by the feeling that we just need to be tough. Mm-hmm. Tough is not intelligent.
That was Chico Councillor Addison Winslow. He spoke yesterday with NSPR City and County Government reporter Eric Adams. Eric, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.
NSPR will continue to follow the news out of yesterday's announcement by the city of Chico that it's pursuing a change to conditions in its Warren v. Chico settlement, which currently prohibits the city from enforcing anti-camping ordinances on homeless residents when there is not available shelter. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the recent announcement. Email us at news@mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
NSPR has requests out for comment from all other Chico City Council members. As you heard, we'll continue to cover this story. For more on the City of Chico's sanctioned encampment and the conditions NSPR found there when one of our reporters visited the site, head to our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Thursday, July 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanor Grove.